Chapter 2. 4 days after the initial encounter, Nathan caught the young woman's scent again. He'd given up his search the night before and was on his way to the hospital, believing a few hours of work might be just the diversion he needed. Besides, his stock of O-positive was running low. When he got a whiff of the smoke and herbs, he stopped so suddenly that an older man ran into his back.
"Hey, watch it," the man grumbled, shoving Nathan with his elbow.
"Pardon me." Nathan raised his head to get a line on the scent and followed it into another store, this a neighborhood grocery. The young woman must live or work nearby. Why else would she come here to shop? He lost her trail among the scented soaps and ripe fruit and thought for a moment that he'd been mistaken. Hurrying to the end of an aisle, he checked a large overhead mirror for any sign of her. When she crossed in front of him, Nathan skidded to a stop. She looked the same, except that she wore lighter colored clothes. The tan sweater fit her nicely. Still, she hid her eyes from view. After giving her a head start, Nathan followed to the checkout line. He picked up a nearby bag and stood directly behind her in line, pretending to study his planned purchase and vaguely wondering how Oreo cookies tasted. "Excuse me, do you have the time?" Nathan drew back at the young woman's question as if she'd slapped him, then mentally shook himself, extracted his pocket watch, and glanced at it. 10:35. "Nice watch. Is it an antique?" When she touched his hand, he was shocked to find her touch cool but electrifying. "It's about time you arrived. I've waited quite long enough." He spun around to face the voice and found a woman he'd all but forgotten reaching for his hand. "Margaret?" She stepped into his arms, her thin white shift the only thing that kept him from touching her milky skin. He knew that skin well, for he'd caressed it many times over the course of 2 years. But the war between the states had long since ended, hadn't it?
"Don't you know how rude it is to keep a girl waiting?"
She looked up at him with her seductively green eyes and slipped her hands over his shoulders. "I'm sorry, my dear," he said.
"Kiss me, Nathan."
When she pressed her heated body to his, he was unable to resist doing as she ordered. Her kiss was hot and full of promise, just as it had always been. Her tongue drew his to her and then circled the edges of his teeth. Nathan's fangs responded by enlarging, just as his cock did the same. Margaret.